Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here. Today, we are going to be in the middle of Luke chapter 20, verses 17 through 32 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. You might remember yesterday, Jesus was talking about the parable of the farmer who sent his son eventually, and the farmers killed the son. And so this is how it finishes up. But he looked at them, Jesus looked at them and said, "Then what is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected was made the chief cornerstone." That's from Psalm 118:22. "Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but it will crush whomever it falls on to dust." The chief priests and the scribes sought to lay hands on him that very hour, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. They watched him and sent out spies who pretended to be righteous that they might trap him in something he said. So as to deliver him up to the power and authority of the governor, they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you say and teach what is right and aren't partial to anyone, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription are on it?" They answered, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They weren't able to trap him in his words before the people. They marveled at his answer and were silent. Some of the Sadducees came to him, those who deny that there is a resurrection. They asked him, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and having a wife and he is childless, his brother should take the wife and raise up children for his brother. There were therefore seven brothers. The first took a wife and died childless. The second took her as a wife and he died childless. The third took her, and likewise the seven all left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died." And I'm going to stop right there. So we'll find out what happens tomorrow. So mind if I pray for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you endured people trying to trick you. You endured spies. And so I pray for my friend today who is perhaps walking through the feelings of that, of feeling like someone is spying on them, feeling like someone is being conspiratorial against them, feeling like someone is trying, is not for them, but are trying to catch them in a lie. And Lord, I pray that you would give them strength and perseverance to endure that kind of hardship. Lord, I also pray for those today who are mourning the loss of a spouse, and this parable might have just brought that up for them. And I thank you so much that in a very real way, you are our provider, you are our spouse, you are the one who takes care of us. But sometimes, Lord, we need you with skin on, we need other people in our lives. I pray for the lonely today who are longing to have a spouse, who just feel like they have been shortchanged by you. And I pray for those singles that would love to be married, and I pray for a resolution of that pain, Lord. I can't presume to know everybody's pathway, but I do trust that you love those who are walking in those lonely spaces and that you will carry them and hold them today. Lord, this parable that you spoke about the farmers is an important parable. And you're emphasizing the fact that the very thing that they should have embraced, which was you, is the very thing they rejected. And so, Lord, as I think about that, I just think about that in my own life. Like, where am I rejecting you instead of embracing you? Would you just illuminate our eyes? Would you test and see what's in our hearts and help us to see where we're pushing against you and when we're not following hard after you? Lord, show us the next step and show us how we can follow you better. Lord, I also lift up those who are financially unstable right now, and I pray for provision. I also lift up those who are battling mental health issues and who are just weary and broken down by it. I pray for those who are battling past trauma, and I pray that you would be with them. I pray you would send helpers into their lives. Lord, I pray for the broken, the downtrodden, and the tired. And I pray that you would give us energy and strength and hope. Lord, all of us need hope today. We need to know that this dark world is not going to win, but that your light is going to predominate over the darkness. And so, Lord, when we're overcome by that darkness, help us to find a little snippet of light, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you, and I do ask humbly that you would pray for me and for this ministry and those who touch it. Thank you so much for doing that, because it exists on the oxygen of your prayers.